You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has ruled out subsidising private electric vehicle purchases. However, it will consider an incentive system which would encourage businesses to invest in zero-emission fleets. Under the Future Fuels proposal, the government will urge businesses to upgrade their fleets with plug-in hybrid and electric vehicles. It will also invest in charging stations and new infrastructure to integrate battery EVs into the power grid. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says there are cheaper ways to reduce emissions without government subsidies for new electric cars.
Well, it's not value for money, and the uptake is happening because the technology is improving. Look, Australians have always adopted technology quickly when that technology works well for them. We've seen that with iPhones, we've seen that with many other technologies. And of course, we're very confident Australians will adopt this technology at the pace that is right for them, but it's their choice and it's our job to facilitate that choice.
The government's technology roadmap outlines a wide take-up of low emissions vehicles will be needed if Australia is to meet its Paris climate targets, aiming to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 40% by 2030. The measure is included in the federal government's Future Fuel Strategy discussion paper, which was released on Friday. The paper identifies five priority areas, including adequate electric vehicle charging and hydrogen refueling stations. The aim is to help firms buy electric and hybrid vehicles with a view to them later being sold second-hand. Greens leader Adam Bandt criticised Prime Minister Scott Morrison of lacking forward vision and bare policy.
Then when a good technology comes along, he refuses to back it. This so-called electric car plan has no carrot and no stick. Australia is going to be left behind and we will become the dumping ground for the world's dirtiest cars. The rest of the world is moving and grabbing a slice of this growing industry, and Scott Morrison is determined to make sure Australia is left behind and we become an electric car global laggard.
The discussion paper is open to feedback until the 2nd of April. EV experts say that this is a flawed policy that hurts consumers and puts Australia even further behind other major powers. The Australian Electric Vehicle Association represents the interests of EV consumers across Australia. President Chris Nash says the investment, accessibility and benefit opportunities are too good to ignore.
We're a little disappointed. This is something that's happening globally, whether we like it or not. So the change to electric vehicles is going to happen at pace. Even New Zealand, where the Prime Minister in New Zealand drives an electric vehicle, with the new opportunities, we're just letting them walk away. Oh, look, we've already fallen behind.
Mr. Nash says states and territories have taken initiative due to lack of leadership at a federal level.
The ACT being the best here, they have currently said they're going to convert all of their government vehicles to electric. By 2021, they've put up a $15,000 interest-free loan for anybody purchasing an electric vehicle, and they're offering 2 years free registration. I mean, we're talking about this post-COVID economy and generating jobs, and here it is. Like, it is right there. We could be employing electricians all across the country to be doing installations of new charging points.
In a statement, Chief Executive of the Electric Vehicle Council, Bayad Jafari, said,
"This is yet another flaccid, do-nothing document that will prevent Australians getting across to the world's best electric vehicles. Global leaders from Biden to Boris are rushing to accelerate their transition to electric vehicles, but Angus Taylor reckons he knows something they don't. A rapid transition to electric vehicles would clean our city air, drastically reduce our carbon emissions, and free us from our insecure dependence on foreign oil imports."
A number of companies in Australia, including General Motors, the former owners of Holden, are pivoting towards electric vehicles, while Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK and USA are among more than 40 countries to set dates to outlaw internal combustion engines. Australia Institute Climate and Energy Director Richie Merzian calls on the government to take its foot off the brakes and formulate a policy roadmap for electric vehicles.
3 years ago, the Australian government promised an electric vehicle strategy. What we have today isn't focused exclusively on electric vehicles and isn't a strategy. It's an all talk, no action discussion paper, while the Australian federal government is keeping its foot firmly on the brake. What we need is a comprehensive electric vehicle policy roadmap that incentivizes electric vehicles, that lowers the sticker price so that everyday Australians can access the latest technology that has low maintenance costs, very low fuel costs, and of course, no pollution.
Mr. Nash says the sooner Australia catches up to the rest of the world, the sooner more Australians can experience what his industry called the EV smile.
Once you've driven one, we have a thing in the association we call the EV smile, and people will absolutely love it. You know, they get in, they drive it. You don't have people get out of the car and say, that was terrible, I'll never drive one again. You have people say, when can I get my next drive?
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.